The S&P futures this morning are at 7,785, up about 15 points, roughly flat from yesterday's close. So markets aren't making any strong directional bets heading into Thursday. That calm backdrop is a good moment to examine one story that tells us something interesting about consumer demand, policy incentives, and supply chain physics all at once. Tesla's Model 3 wait times have stretched into 2027. The immediate cause is California's electric vehicle rebate program, which created a demand surge that Tesla's Fremont factory cannot meet fast enough. The waiting list is now long enough that customers ordering today won't receive delivery until sometime next year.
This is a genuinely interesting story because it runs against the narrative that Tesla has been struggling with demand. The stock has had a complicated few years, and there's been consistent coverage of price cuts and inventory buildup at various points. What the California rebate surge reveals is that price sensitivity is a very significant variable in EV adoption. When a meaningful rebate brings the effective purchase price down, demand materializes immediately. The policy lesson is almost too obvious. If you want to accelerate EV adoption, make EVs cheaper for the buyer. That sounds simple, but the rebate program design matters enormously. California's current program apparently wasn't modeled against Tesla's production capacity. Otherwise, you'd design the rebate structure to smooth demand rather than spike it.
From a business perspective, having a 2027 waitlist is a double-edged outcome for Tesla. On the positive side, it's a signal of genuine product demand that markets and analysts can read clearly. On the negative side, a 12 to 18 month wait is long enough that a meaningful percentage of customers will reconsider, especially as competitors continue releasing new models. Hyundai, GM, and a range of Chinese manufacturers are all competing for EV buyers, and a customer who can't get a Tesla in 2026 has options they didn't have in 2020.
The Chinese EV angle is particularly relevant to California specifically. The federal tariff structure makes Chinese EVs prohibitively expensive in the U.S. market at the moment, which artificially limits the competitive alternatives to Tesla for California buyers. If those tariff structures ever change, and trade policy is always subject to negotiation, the demand picture for Tesla shifts significantly.
The Starlink satellite story intersects with the broader business and infrastructure conversation too. Musk's announcement that SpaceX plans to put 100,000 Starlink satellites in orbit is an extraordinary statement of ambition. The current constellation is approximately 7,000 satellites. Getting to 100,000 requires a launch cadence that's unprecedented. Even with Starship fully operational, the numbers are staggering.
The ITU coordination issues alone are going to be a years-long diplomatic process. Orbital slots and frequency allocations are internationally managed, and a constellation of 100,000 satellites would fundamentally reshape the radio frequency environment for every other space operator on the planet. Astronomers are already raising concerns about light pollution from the current constellation. 100,000 would make those concerns much more acute.
But the business rationale is clear. At a certain satellite density, Starlink can offer latency and bandwidth comparable to fiber optic connectivity in essentially any location on Earth. That's a $1 trillion addressable market, not the satellite internet market as it currently exists, but the entire global broadband market. If Starlink can genuinely compete with terrestrial ISPs in urban markets, the strategic position SpaceX is building is enormous.